This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait. Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Yes, it is Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, we've got a big show for you on tap tonight. In hour number two, I want to promote this heavily in hour number one. The son of the president, Donald J. Trump, sat down with me yesterday at an exclusive event here in New York City. We are going to relive some of what Donald Trump had to say as he sat at my table across the table from me, and some of the things that we covered in the course of the hour that we spent together. Kimberly Guilfoyle also joined us yesterday, and a young lady by the name of A.J. Katsimatidis, who happens to be the daughter of the grocery magnate, John Katsimatidis. He ran for mayor in the city of New York a few years ago. I still think he ran the term when de Blasio won his first term. I still think our city would be so much more, infinitely better off if he would run and win and defeat the forces of darkness that now control all of New York State. I don't know if you heard this. The president said yesterday, look, things are so bad in New York, we're leaving. We're going to make our official residence in Florida. And all you have to do that, he doesn't have to sell any residence in New York or anything. He just has to spend 51% of his time there. If he spends 51% of his time there, then he can't be taxed the New York taxes. And that's what he's leaving. I know that there are those in the elite left that believe that people don't make decisions on where to live based on the taxes that they pay, but they do. In the state of New Jersey, I heard Governor Phil Murphy there a couple of weeks ago say that there's no data that proves that. And then in his own state, there were 5,700 millionaires that left the state of New Jersey in the year 2018. That's like $5.7 billion of taxable income that they just let walk out the door because they're not willing to adjust their tax policies. So anyway, it's a very interesting dynamic. And then the governor of New York comes out after the president makes the announcement that he's going to move his official residence to Florida, and he goes, well, you know, he never paid his taxes anyway. It's not like real Donald Trump paid taxes here anyway. He's all yours, Florida. Good riddance, good riddance, good riddance. I'll ask, by the way, Don Jr. about this in our time together. I did last night. His response is somewhat funny. You'll get to hear all of that. So don't miss Donald Trump Jr., Hour 2. You must be with us tonight, and I hope that you will. Our phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I want to get into the top story of the day right away because I want to open up the phone lines and take as many of your calls as possible. On the Drudge Report earlier today, I opened my phone and saw the headline, and it just was very bold. Pelosi cautions 2020 Dems. And I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting. I wonder what she's cautioning them about, since she just got the bunch of them to sign their suicide note this week. I wanted to know what she was cautioning them about. So as I read deeper into the story, it turns out she is really very concerned. She was speaking at a off-the-record place. I'll give you some of the details here. She was speaking at the round table of Bloomberg News reporters and editors on Friday. And she said she was speaking to the Democrats. She said, what works in San Francisco doesn't necessarily work in Michigan. What works in Michigan works in San Francisco, talking about workers' rights and sharing prosperity. She said, you must win the Electoral College in November. She said proposals being pushed by Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders like Medicare for All and a wealth tax play well in liberal enclaves like her own district in San Francisco, but won't sell in the Midwestern Rust Belt states. And I know exactly why she's saying that, because Trump cleaned Hillary's clock in the Rust Belt states. And, oh, by the way, he is going to do it again. But he may take another couple with him. I think he's going to win Minnesota this time, and I think that he will win some of the states that were close. I think he'll win them by a slightly bigger margin. But anyway, that's all yet to be seen. But she was careful not to back any single policy, any single candidate in her discussion with the Bloomberg Roundtable, but she very much went on the offense about some of these policies. She said that Medicare for All and wealth tax are fine in districts like hers in San Francisco, but they won't play well in Michigan. Now, I just want to examine the psychology of that for a second. What's good in San Francisco is not good in Michigan. Well, I don't know that she's telling the truth about whether or not it's good in San Francisco. And let's examine this. So she's saying in her district, which, by the way, every street is covered in poop. Literally, I'm not being figurative. That's they have an app, how to avoid the poop-coated streets. That's San Francisco. That's Nancy Pelosi's district. That's what Mayor de Blasio is trying to turn New York City into. He's trying to turn us into a poop-encrusted location. And I don't know why you want to take the greatest city on planet Earth and do that to it. But anyway, that's his goal, to become like San Francisco. So she says that places like San Francisco want Medicare for All, and they want a tax on the wealthy, a wealth tax, which, let's talk about what a wealth tax is for a second. A wealth tax is not a tax on new income that you've earned. A wealth tax is a tax that you pay on wealth that you've already earned and that you've already paid taxes on. So you work and you work and you work, and at the end of that year you pay the taxes on what you earned for that year, and you stick it all in the bank. You take what you need to live on, you put the rest of it in the bank, and over time you build up a little savings. And over time that little savings turns into a retirement. Over time that retirement turns into maybe a little bit of wealth. She wants to, once you hit a certain level, re-tax that same money. That money did not serve, there was nothing that she did to earn that money. There's nothing that the government did to earn that money. The only thing that happened with that money was you had the discipline to keep it invested in your savings account. You actually had the ability to say, I'm not going to spend it all. Therefore, I have it saved up for when I need it on a rainy day down the road. Now, she says that in places like San Francisco, that the people that live there are okay with paying a tax a second time on the same money that they've already paid taxes on. And this is Elizabeth Warren's big funding mechanism. She's going to tax the wealthy. She's going to institute a wealth tax, because it's not just enough for her to tax workers. She can tax every worker in the country and not pay for her $52 trillion Medicare for All proposal. $52 trillion. Do you know what the GDP for the country is in a given year? About $6 trillion. About $6 trillion is what we produce, and she wants to use 5/6 of that over 10 years. Well, how do we pay for our military? How do we pay for our roads? What do we do then? Everybody wants school lunches and Department of Education, and they want to fund the defense of the nation and all the rest. How do we pay for any of that if 5 out of every $6 we're bringing in has to go into the Medicare for All plan? So Nancy says, well, it's great for San Francisco. Well, I don't think it is great for San Francisco. She's lying. She's lying, or people that are telling her that it's okay are lying. And it's probably both. But here's the thing. I don't think taxpayers in San Francisco want to pay 5/6 of their salary any more than the auto workers in Detroit. I think everybody pretty much understands that what works in San Francisco probably doesn't work in Michigan. So here's what I said on Twitter earlier today. Maybe the new litmus test should be, let's do the opposite of whatever San Francisco does. And again, keeping in mind that they're very proud of their sidewalks that are coated in poop. So, do we want poop-coated streets in every city? Then let's live the way San Franciscans live. So, I don't know what the purpose was for her to tell Bloomberg, the reporters and the editors, well, you know, what works in Michigan won't work in San Francisco, and why that's going to be a good thing. But I want to ask you, will it work? If she gets the Democrats to pull back on the Medicare for All and the wealth tax, just take those two policies. If they cancel those policies, will a Democrat, in your mind, be elected then to replace President Trump in 2020? Will it be effective? Here's my phone number, 888-340-3373. And I don't have any guests or anything this first hour. We can just take calls and have a conversation about it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Dying to take your calls and ask you what you think. Does Nancy's admonition for the members running for president, of which there's one less in her party today. I'll get to that when we come back. Will it work? Taking your calls now. 888-340-3373. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you every single time. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys. Boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough, welcome back. Radio Night Live. It's a big, busy night, and we're grateful for you being here. My phone number is 888-340-3373. If you just tried to call and did not get through, when you get through, you need to hit one, extension one. That puts you through to the call screener, and then we can get your call screened and on the air. And there were some people that tried to call, and I feel bad about that because I forgot to mention that when you call, you need to hit extension one when you get through. 888-340-3373 is the phone number, 888-340-3373. So a little bit of breaking news from last night. I was at the event with Donald Trump. We had about 300 of my listeners that packed into the Bobby Vann's location at 230 Park Avenue in Midtown. In Midtown, New York, we had 300 people come out for a Donald Trump Jr. event that, you know, we're supposed to be in liberal New York City and supposed to be impossible to get people to show support for that. Well, no, it actually had the opposite effect. We packed the place out and it was phenomenal. But anyway, while we were on the air, and you're going to hear much of that conversation in the second hour tonight, so keep listening. The news broke. Beto O'Rourke dropped out of the presidential race. And there were all kinds of people that were like convinced that he was going to be the, you know, the great white Obama, that he was going to in some way revive the spirit of what President Obama brought to office. I'm not even sure exactly what that's supposed to mean or what that is. And then it was really odd because he was the one himself who had said about 6 months before that what the president should really do is just step down. Of course, then he stepped down. So, you know, kind of a split opportunity there. Not only was the president not going to step down, then you ended up doing what you advised him to do. And I just don't understand why, you know, there's what Nancy Pelosi said in that meeting with Bloomberg reporters and editors is obvious. It's obviously true. The nation doesn't want to be San Francisco. They don't. People make fun of San Francisco. And companies are leaving Silicon Valley, and they're leaving Northern California. And the reason they're leaving those areas is the same reason why the president moved his official residence from Manhattan to Florida this week. And liberals took it personally. This is one of the weirdest things. He actually says in his statement as to why he's leaving that it has to do with the fact that the taxes he's paying are out of control. They're only getting higher. Problems are not getting fixed. The quality of life in New York has gone down. You've got people that are no longer, you know, disallowed or disincentivized to commit quality of life crimes. So you have, you know, open urination and defecation on the streets. You've got some of these problems that just make this really incredibly classic city just not what it could be. And somehow the Mayor de Blasio's and the Andrew Cuomo's and the all liberal leaders of the city council and the all Democrat control of the state house and the state senate, they all seem to think that this is the enlightened way of the future. But then actual New Yorkers go to other places. They go to Nashville. They go to Atlanta. They go to Charlotte. They see what life is like in Austin, Texas, and in some of these places where developing companies are not having to pay a corporate tax, and the city residents are not being taxed to the degree that they are in these huge metropolitan operations, and the quality of life is so much better. Nancy Pelosi says what works in San Francisco may not work in Michigan. Well, I don't know that it really works in San Francisco.
And if you're from San Francisco, and if you're from, you know, one of these large cities that has some of these policies, I'd love to hear from you tonight. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. One phone line open, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Nat is calling from Atlantic City, listening to our fantastic affiliate, WPG Radio, the powerhouse in Atlantic City. Nat, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi. Nat, are you there?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being here. What's your thought? Nat, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. There you go. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, good. What's your thought?
Yeah, one real quick comment first about when you opened with President Trump declaring he's going to move to Florida.
Right.
You're right about the taxes. He doesn't like the mayor. He doesn't like the governor. He's really sick and tired of the politics up there, too. But there's an alternative method for him saying that. Now, I work for him. I worked for him for many years at his casinos here in Atlantic City.
Nice.
And there's an alternative method to his madness. He's very, very sneaky, intelligent. He's eight steps ahead of these Democrats. If you think about it, he declared this. It's coming up on election season.
Yep.
How many electoral votes are in Florida?
Well, it's a must-win for Republicans. They have to win it in order for the Republicans to win.
Yeah, well, he's not going to win New York. He's not going to win New Jersey. I mean, come on, this guy's got his own jet. He doesn't need Air Force One. He can go back and forth to New York whenever he wants.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But the electoral votes in Florida are going to throw him way over the top.
Well, and you know what's funny? You know what's funny, Nat, and I don't disagree with you at all. In fact, when it happened, I thought, huh, that's really strategic because the opposite of what happened here is happening there. So here in New York, people are a little bit depressed. They're a little bit sad to see him go. I mean, fair-minded people are. The governor and the mayor can say whatever they want. I think New Yorkers are generally proud of the fact that Donald Trump rebuilt the entire Manhattan skyline. I think that, generally speaking, Donald Trump's done more for the people of New York City than the governor and the mayor combined over the course of his life. He's given people jobs that didn't have them in other places, and he's taken over control of projects that the city had going on that were failing, and he turned them around and made them successful. So there's all kinds of things that New Yorkers genuinely will miss about him. But I saw on Twitter the same day that he announced it, people from Florida just saying, hey, we love this guy. Like, we're welcome. Come on down. We're glad to have your money and your, you know, everything else that you'll bring with you. And I say good for them. Good for Florida. It's a big win for them.
I agree. And one final comment.
Yeah.
When I went to college, I went to San Diego State, but I spent some time in San Francisco. And I was just recently back out there, and my goodness gracious, what a change.
It's a human.
Gorgeous.
It's a human waste facility now.
I just can't believe what these Democrats did to that, and that's Kamala Harris's district too, isn't it?
It is. She's from there. Nancy's from there. You know, these big. And thanks for the call, Nat. By the way, thank you for the call. So we'll talk to you again soon. Here's the thing about.
Thanks, man.
Okay. Thanks much. So we click off his call from the screen. There we go. And the interesting thing about that is that Kamala Harris, Beto, has dropped out. Kamala announced today she's closing up shop in about half or more than half of the offices she had opened in New Hampshire. She's not winning in Iowa. She's closing up shop in New Hampshire. That tells me she's not much longer for the race either. All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot to come. Coming up in the second hour, Donald Trump Jr. is going to be with us, but we're taking your calls right now. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After grueling hard work by firefighters and better weather conditions, the wildfires in California are becoming less threatening. Some residents are now being allowed to return home after being evacuated from the Maria Fire in Southern California. Crews are finally seeing some relief after a week of destructive, fast-moving fires that were strengthened by strong winds. The Maria Fire, which is just north of Los Angeles, is still active, but no homes are in danger. Troy Swigert is with the Ventura County Fire Department.
Obviously, Mother Nature has its own agenda. We will respond to any of the greater threats as they come up.
Fire crews are positioned in key areas to deal with any changes, but for now, the wind has died down. Don't forget, daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. Be sure to set your clocks back 1 hour. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. That's a live shot of a very busy TKTS booth in Midtown, which is where you go to get the discount tickets to the shows. In fact, I was asking one of my Broadway guys this week, guys that you know follows this stuff big time and understands, like, you know, all the ins and outs about how to get, because Broadway tickets are just obscene. I mean, the amount of money that you have to pay. And then, and here's me, okay? So I like some shows, but if I'm not really into the show and I got to sit there in that little tiny chair that's built for someone half my size for 3.5 hours, it's just misery. And now if I like the show, I'll sit through it. But the bride wants to take the little princess to Frozen for, you know, sometime this Christmas or something. And I'm like, oh, man, if I have to sit there for 3 hours and hear Let It Go and everybody in the audience sings it, I'm just going to blow my brains out. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I wouldn't. I'm not going to. Anyway, 888-340-3373. So here's what we're talking about. Top story of the day.
Drudge Report had it all over his homepage. Nancy Pelosi talking to the Dems, and she was telling them, you know, hey, you got to cut out these terrible, terrible policies. Medicare for all, wealth tax, these types of things. And then I said on, so Drudge had the big headline, you know, Nancy basically ripping on the Dems, do away with these. And then on Twitter I said, well, wait a minute. Why do you say if something works for San Francisco, it doesn't work for Michigan, but what works for Michigan should work for San Francisco? If you are from San Francisco and you're saying that, then, honey, leave San Francisco. Go somewhere where it's better. I honestly don't think, by the way, that people in New York and San Francisco want to pay $52 trillion for Medicare for all. I don't think that they do. I don't think that they want to be taxed at 80 and 90%, which is what you have to do to get there. And by the way, that still doesn't pay for it. You have to dip down all the way to income earners that are like making like, I don't know, $50,000 a year at, you know, 90%, and you still don't get there. So Elizabeth Warren's big idea, well, let's just do a wealth tax. Then that taxes all the wealth that's stored in the banks. That actually happened, by the way. Historically speaking, that actually happened with FDR during the Great Depression. His idea was, well, we'll retax all of the money that's already been earned and taxed by the extremely wealthy, and we'll just have that land grab. You know, just they didn't do anything. We're just going to take money from them. And that basically extended the depression another 10 years. We thought the economy was bad. You want to see it go really bad? Start talking about wealth tax. Because here's the thing. When those 5,700 millionaires that were worth between $1 and $30 million each that left the state of New Jersey in the year 2018, when they left, they didn't just take the $5.7 billion minimum that they would have earned that year and had been able to be taxed by the state of New Jersey. They didn't just take that income with them. Most of them also operated small jobs, you know, small companies. Most of them had workers. Most of them took those companies with them to the places where they were going so that they could open up those businesses in more tax-friendly environments. Now, I don't know, but it seems like when you taxed them at ridiculous rates and then they went off and left and they took all those jobs with them, it seems like there would be more people in your state that would also think it was not a good idea to chase them off besides just them, besides just the wealthy people. What a lot of Democrats and what a lot of leftists will not ever admit is that wealthy people have a lot of less wealthy people that go along with them. Every job you've ever had, by the way, and if you work for the government, you're kind of in a different category. But every job you've ever had from the private sector, you got from a wealthy person. Somebody who put up the capital, someone who put up all the elbow grease, someone who got the company off the ground and had enough money being made by what they were doing to then hire your sorry little backside. So leftist liberals out there going, oh, well, you know, you should pay me more for this. Why don't you go start your own company? Why don't you man up a little bit and say, hey, I'm going to learn what I can, and then I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to start my own company. Nancy Pelosi says that the wealth tax and that Medicare for all are good ideas in San Francisco, but bad ideas in Michigan. No, I think they're bad ideas everywhere. Because when you go after the wealthy, you're going after the people that actually supply jobs. And the goal should be not to make wealthy people poorer. The goal should be to make more people wealthy through actual production, through actual innovation and invention and entrepreneurship. We should be desiring to see as many millionaires be made as you possibly can have. We shouldn't be punishing the ones that have already done it. And sadly, that's what the left seems to want to do. 888-340-3373. I'm going back to your calls when we come back. 888-340-3373. One phone line open, 888-340-3373. Don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And at Lord's Diamonds. All right, there's that weird half black and white shot that, what's wrong with our camera over there? I'm trying to see the World Freedom Tower, and it's in black and white. Looks like a 1940s motion picture. Anyway, glad you're with us. If you're watching on Biz TV, coast to coast, great markets from New York to San Diego, and appreciate every one of them that we're in. My phone lines are open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Do you want to pay... $5 out of $6 to get free Medicare? Would you be willing to do that for of what you bring in, of your income, would you be willing to pay $5 out of every $6 that you earn to get that? I mean, you still got to get groceries and pay for your housing and all the rest of that on that $1 out of every $6 that you make. So would you pay $5 and $6 to get Medicare and full coverage of everything medical totally? Coming up in the next hour, Donald Trump Jr. will join me. He technically joined me yesterday at an event that we did in Afternoon Drive. But the conversation was so compelling, I thought, you know what? The national audience needs to hear this tonight. So you're going to get to. And he's got a new book that drops on Tuesday. It's called Triggered. We're going to have a great conversation about his life and story and what it all means. His beloved, Kimberly Guilfoyle, will also be joining us for this conversation. And a young lady by the name of A.J. Katsimatidis, whose dad ran for governor, mayor, and came very close to being the Republican nominee, just missed that by a hair. But I think New York would have been a phenomenal city under John Katsimatidis, and we're hoping that he will run for mayor again at some point. By the way, he's a billionaire that has the rough equivalent net worth of what the president has. And he is well-loved in this city. You know, the city doesn't hate its wealthy people, only the elite elected politicians that can't control them. They're the ones that hate the wealthy people of New York. But the wealthy people in New York are all job providers. John has so many people that work for his Christie's grocery store chain, and it many years has lost money, and he keeps it going because people are depending upon it for their livelihood. That's what wealthy people do. They provide jobs. I don't want to punish the wealthy. I want to create more of them, and I don't feel bad for saying that. Let's go to line two. Frank in Des Moines, Iowa. Frank, welcome. Happy Saturday night to you. Glad you're here.
Hey, thank you. I'm surprised they want to leave you the dollar. hey, if I could, if you had to, just a quick second, I wanted to re-answer a question you asked last week, and then I want to ask you a question about Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
Last week you asked the question, what was the hurry on the transgender movement? And I would suggest that the hurry is they feel like it's their time. They want to deface the image of God in man, and no better way to do it than through no-fault divorce, abortion, same-sex marriage, and to redefine gender. And they feel like it's their time to do it, and that's the rush. But my question I want to ask you, and I could be crazy, I acknowledge that, but I could have swore I heard in the negotiation for Nancy to become Speaker of the House, and she thinks if lightning hits twice, she could be president. But I thought in part of the negotiation to get the so-called squad and the more liberal members of her movement to go along with speakerhood, that she was only going to do it for 2 more years. Do you know if she's recanted on that, reneged on that promise? And is this why she's starting to talk a little bit more openly about wanting to give cover for the the impeachment votes for the people in Trump's districts that he won, and why she's talking now a little bit of difference between Michigan and San Francisco?
Yeah, let me just answer your first part first. I had to do some research on that, but I went to the trusty interwebs. It appears that in December of 2018, which would have been 1 month, December 12th of 2018, it would have been an exact month following the midterm election. She agreed to step down by 2022 to secure the votes to be the speaker. The California Democrat, this is according to BuzzFeed News, which is not a conservative outlet, the California Democrat ensured she will have the votes to be the next Speaker of the House and announced that she will step down as top Dem in the House by 2022 in a deal with Democratic lawmakers pushing for a generational change. So the squad's been, you know, kicking their teeth in and making her do all this stuff, pursue impeachment and so forth. She did make that deal with the devil that is AOC. I guess here's something I'm kind of curious about, Frank, and get your take on this. Yesterday, in the early hour of my show, I had some congressional candidates that can win seats in the New York area that were won by Trump, but then may have been taken by a Democrat on the congressional level in 2018. There is a Democrat willing to primary AOC who sits on the city council and has a much bigger machine, much better boots on the ground kind of footprint in the district than AOC does. AOC doesn't spend any time in the district. She didn't even open a congressional office in the Bronx. The people hardly ever see her there. And Councilman Cabrera is there all the time solving problems, representing them in the city council, which is a big position in a city as big as New York City. Not a lot of people realize that outside the city. But if he can win in the primary, that knocks her out completely. And I'm wondering if Nancy's kind of like okay with that, because she might not have to keep that promise to AOC to step down in 22.
Yes, because you know, Nancy doesn't want another hen in the hen house, and AOC has been showing her up and shoving it in her face the whole time.
She's been making her do what she wanted. Yeah.
Having that sit-in in her office right out the gate really got under Nancy's skin. So I would say absolutely Nancy would do anything to root for somebody to upset her in the primary, and I would even go so far as to say if I was a Republican voter, I might switch parties to vote for that person to beat her outright so that you wouldn't have to put up with her.
Yeah. Well, I would like to tell everyone listening, and thank you for the call, Frank, as always, cogent stuff. I would love to tell the voters of District 14, Congressional District 14 in New York State, that you should wholeheartedly go support Councilman Cabrera. He's a man of integrity, a man of intense honor, keeps his word. He's also a pastor. He's been the pastor of a church in the Bronx for longer than he's been a city councilman, and he's done both for a long time, and he does both really, really well. My idea here would be, if you got him as a Democrat, and a Democrat's going to win that seat. There's a 9-to-1 registration advantage for Democrats in the seat. So I've interviewed most of the Republicans that are running for that seat. Nice people, but they don't have a snowball's chance, and you know where, of getting it. But he does. And if he can challenge her, and he's challenging her on socialism, and it's a district that has a little bit of a center-right moral compass. This is a possibility, and then maybe Nancy doesn't have to keep her promise to AOC to step down in 2022. Anyway, we'll see. Hey, coming up, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Right, new camera shot. This one's in color. Is that Little Italy? Yeah, okay. It's cool. It looks like the Eiffel Tower is off in the distance there. I mean, you can see the Eiffel Tower from Midtown New York. That's awesome. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Now, that's got to be like the Chrysler Building or something. I'm not sure. Huh?
Empire State.
Yeah, that's probably more. Although I like the eagles on the edge of the Chrysler Building. Those are cool. I saw this whole documentary. Actually, it's a really good documentary. I think you can watch it on Netflix for free. But it's The History of New York by Rick Burns, who's the brother of Ken Burns, who did baseball and jazz. You know those big PBS documentaries? Well, his brother Rick did one, same style, same documentary style, on the history of New York City. It's about 10 parts, and it ends before 9/11. But, man, does it tell you stuff about this city you didn't know. So if you're going to come visit, watch that before you come to New York for the first time. It'll really enrich what you see. Just a free tip tonight, anyway. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Hey, coming up next hour, Donald Trump Jr. is going to be with us kind of virtually. He was with me yesterday in an exclusive broadcast sit-down that happened at a place called Bobby Van's Steakhouse in Midtown Manhattan at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. It was a great time. We had hoped there would be about 100 listeners there because the room holds about 130, and there were 300 reservations made, and the place was packed wall-to-wall the whole time. People could hardly walk. I mean, it was shoulder to shoulder. It was just insanely cramped. And that is happening in liberal New York City. That is happening in this town where we're told there's no conservatives there. That's happening in the town where Andrew Cuomo literally said, if you're pro-life, you're not welcome in New York City. Okay. I guess we're going to show you differently. Anyway. So, next hour, we're going to play a lot of the kind of unedited highlights of that conversation with Donald Trump Jr. He's got a brand new book that drops on Tuesday. This is his second appearance with me since the announcement of the book, and very kind for him to come do it in person. But it's really kind of telling where he's at and why this book needed to be written and what he's kind of experienced in walking through this experience with his dad being president. And, you know, he was the number two guy basically in the Mueller probe. The Mueller people wanted to get the president, but when they couldn't get the president, they started trying to go after Donald Trump Jr. and trying to frame him and thinking that the loyalty to his dad would matter. One last update for this hour. We've been telling you about Liberation Christmas, which is our operation to liberate as many human trafficked slaves as possible. Our goal before the end of the year is 200. Year to date, 171 slaves freed. Friends, that means there are 29 to go. And what that means is that we just need 29 people that will say, I'll take a one-time gift of $250. Or I'll take a 10-month gift of $25 a month, or a 5-month gift of $50 a month, or a 2-month gift of $125 a month. But if we have 29 people do that between now and Christmas, we will have liberated 200 slaves. We're working with a group called Christian Solidarity International. I've worked with this group for over 10 years. My family has freed more than 10 slaves in our own giving. It is an amazing thing. Anyway, if you've meant to give and haven't yet, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Going to get an additional